Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Hey, it's your friend Raimi, over in Freed. Did you miss me? I missed you. Well, here I am again, about to give you the rundown of what's been going on. Let's get started, shall we? The snow has stopped falling, which makes me sad, but there's still a lot left on the ground, so at least there's that. Still haven't been able to get to that locked house I mentioned last broadcast. The one with the barred windows and spiked windowsills? Remember? I jiggled the locks again and tried to pick them too, but they're really sturdy. Industrial locks or something like that. Do those even exist? I don't think so. Anyways, they're blocked, and by something really heavy too. Something like a bookcase or something equally heavy, I guess. Oh, but I have been able to finish refurbishing the house I started on. So, whenever someone wants to fill it, all you have to do is come here and find me, and I'll give you the key. Oh, and then I saw... Well, this is really strange. I saw a plane today. It was flying... Wait. East. It was flying east. That's strange, isn't it? I didn't know there were still people who could fly planes, let alone planes that could still fly. Maybe it's a lucky survivor who just happened to be a pilot before everything went south. Or maybe a group of people banded together and figured it out themselves. I could sit here and speculate all day, but I don't think it'll get me closer to knowing the truth. Unless they somehow noticed me. If they saw this small town, maybe they could have taken an interest. Maybe they landed within range of this radio tower. Hey, if you're out there and you saw me, come back. I'd love to show you around. We could help each other out a lot. Well, there's not really anywhere around here to land, now that I think about it. And it's not like this comfortable, underspoken town would catch the eye of someone a mile in the air. Maybe there's something I can do to make us more visible, in case they come by again. Well, I'll definitely tack that onto the end of my to-do list, considering it's the first plane I've seen in 4 years. I can't imagine I'll see much of it in the future, at least for a while. Not to say I wouldn't want to see them again soon. Speaking of projects, I started work on another house today. This one has 2 stories with a nice cobblestone path leading up to its front door. Let's see, what else? Oh yeah, its vermilion paint is losing its sheen and vibrancy, but in a way it works. It's strange, huh? How something could be falling apart or just not all the way right and still can be beautiful? Not just beautiful either, but it has this confidence that says, yes, this is what I'm supposed to be. I don't know what's stranger, the fact that a house can fill me with such emotion, or that the house has more confidence than I. Sorry, back to the house. Its ground floor is nicely furnished and relatively clean, but... Well, I shouldn't lie to you. It has blood splatter near the base of the walls. Quite a lot, actually. But don't worry, I'm cleaning it every day and it's almost completely gone. I got to it soon after it happened too. Actually, I got to maybe an hour or two after I got there. Coyotes, man. They have absolutely no respect for homes. They just come on in here chasing after a squirrel or something, catch it and leave blood everywhere. They don't even clean up after themselves. So disrespectful. Actually, there was a lot more blood than it would be in one squirrel. Looks like maybe it came from 3 or 4. God, there was a complete squirrel massacre in there. It's just a mess. The second floor, though, is almost completely barren. Wilting plants on the windowsills, almost completely broken windows. There was even a burnt bed frame. There are burn marks all over the kids' room. The pictures that they once drew were almost completely burned. The wallpaper is peeling and revealing the drywall. It's grim. It's just grim. This was a child's room at one point. They were just children when they were forced to leave their home. They were children when they had to see their room become engulfed in flames. I can't believe it. I'm sorry if you're listening right now, because I know this isn't very interesting, but can I just talk a little bit about myself? The room is very much like the one I used to have. Small, with only enough room for a desk and a bed, a small nightstand that held my absolute favorite books. My desk was littered with homework, post-its to remind me to feed our dog, scraps of paper that held doodles I made during algebra. My room didn't change much as I grew up. My flower print wallpaper stayed with me my whole life. My bed frames didn't change either, even though I grew just to be a little bit too big for it. But I never minded. It was my room. It was always going to be my room. It was always going to be my room. It was safe. It was my fortress. And then one night in 2027, I think, when things were pretty tense, someone threw a brick at my window and started to climb up into my room. I was helpless. I couldn't even scream. They had a large trash bag with them. They were even going to steal anything they could find, probably to sell it so they could buy medicine against Borrelia. As I'm sure you all remembered, that was when vaccine had just been released illegally, and it was expensive and hard to come by. He had a crowbar and his eyes were fixed on me. I would have died that night. I couldn't scream. I couldn't even move. He didn't move either. He broke in and didn't even try to take anything. I don't know what it was, but he didn't move at all. He just stared at me. That's not something you can forget. It was so quick too. Glass shatters. Screams outside, boots landing in my room, and then, despite the echoes of glass breaking and outside screams, there was silence. Eyes locked on eyes. There was confusion in my eyes, but there was also confusion in his eyes, too. Not to say that was all he had. He had hatred and rancor and despair in his eyes, but he also had confusion deep down inside him. Why is this happening? Why have I been driven to this? Why? He and I were both scared and confused. We were just expressing it differently. The whole thing maybe took 10 seconds at most, but it felt like hours. Luckily, my dad had heard the window break and came in to scare him off. Although, he did more than just scare him. My dad scared me a little too in that moment. I slept in my sister Haley's room that night. My dad stayed up all night to watch us, seeing as our mom wouldn't move from the couch downstairs where she passed out the night after she stumbled in. I don't know what scared me more, the moment when I was exposed to that kind of fear, or the moment I knew I was never going to be free from that fear. I never had to deal with anything like that up until then. I never felt like I was in danger. But as soon as I saw the burglar's eyes, as soon as I saw the hate and desperation in his eyes, as soon as I saw the crowbar that had clearly been used before, I knew I couldn't be safe, not even in my own room, not even in my house, not even in my city or state or country. I would only have times where I'd be away from that violence, that anger. I would never be truly safe from it, and I never was. I was maybe 13 when that happened. The child who called this room their own couldn't have been older than 7, and they watched their room burn. What was wrong with us? You know what? I'm sorry. You don't tune in to hear me go on about my life. You tune in to hear about my town. My town that could be our town. Let's keep talking about that. I started working on another house today. I finished the one I started on and... wait. I already told you that. I'm so sorry. I got a little emotional back there, didn't I? Got me a little scatterbrained. Give me a moment to compose myself. Okay, I'm back. Let's go. I found more food today locked away in a fridge in the supermarket here. What is it with this town and things being locked up anyway? Did they think they were gonna come back? It sure seems like they were planning on staying away, but who knows? Maybe they'll come back. Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? I'd get to meet everyone who used to live here. I hope they wouldn't get mad about me stealing their food. And they probably wouldn't care. There's still plenty to go around. So if they never come back, there's enough for anyone who decides to plop down here and stay. Anyway, right. Found more food. And I found an old... Walkman? Its name's a little scratched up, but I think it says Walkman. I found it near some blank tapes. Not quite sure how to work it yet, but who knows? Maybe one day you'll get to hear a field report from me. Just think about it. I can give you real-time updates on my hikes, telling you about everything I see, the different flowers, the various insects, the clouds that look like anything. I can tell you about the lake, ponds, and streams, placid and luminous, teeming with different kinds of fish. I can describe the twilight from the top of the mountain that seems to serve as a guardian for this small, humble town. Speaking of the mountain, I haven't found anything around here that can tell me its name. Maybe it's called Freed Mountain, but who's to say? Besides, its old name doesn't matter. This is the beginning of the new Freed. Maybe the mountain needs a new name. Any suggestions? I'm thinking Raimi Peak. Not that I'm saying I'm better than anyone or anything. I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. I'm open to suggestions, though. What do you think? Speaking of nature, I had to go out and hunt. It's been a while and there's a buck I've been eyeing for a couple of days. And I'm off to get it. So until next time, be safe, be strong, be alive.
Freed is a Paper Trail Studios production written by Casey Lee and Ryan Young, starring Heaven Leaf Bedoya as Raimi. The background music was by the Brothers Cruz Garcia. Follow us at Freed Radio on Twitter or freedpodcast.tumblr.com. Or, if you want to talk to us and we love talking to you, you can either send us an email at freedpodcast@gmail.com or leave a comment on the iTunes page. We'd love to hear from you. We lost the skeleton sponsorship. We got in some arguments over milk. So we have, let's see... Our new sponsor is Cognizant. When you want knowledge, think Cognizant. Thank you.